coming into this game, how dangerous did you think this team really was? They only gave up 98 yards last game, and they came out and they threw the ball pretty well, but the defense stepped up.
Well, it's funny. We probably gave up a lot of yards passing, but we didn't give up a lot of points. And, you know, as long as our offense outscores the other team, we're happy about it.
Was this a great win for you guys, obviously, after that loss last week?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you lose a game like that at home or go on the road against another good team, you got to find a way to win because you don't want to put yourself in a gutter like we could have. But we came out here, we got a great group of guys, and we played hard. We lost some guys today. Hopefully we get them back next week.
Appreciate it, Champ. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks. Champ, can you talk about the effort of your front four today?
Oh, man, they played great. I mean, one thing about it, when a quarterback doesn't have his first read, you want him to go on the ground, and that happened a lot today.
Thank you.
Are you surprised that you rushed so much?
Not really. I mean, the decisions he's been making in previous weeks, I knew he would come over there. I mean, and, you know, he has that kind of confidence. But, you know, you pay a price when you do that.
You have so many turnovers, Chandler. You guys gave up a lot of yards today, but it seemed they kept shooting themselves in the foot. You guys kept making a play.
Yeah, I mean, when a team does that, and they drive and drive, and if they don't get points, that's good. I mean, when they throw the ball up in the air for grabs, you got to go get it. You got to take advantage of them.
Like, tell me, how would you guard Javon Walker?
Stay deep. Just stay deep. Keep him in front of him. God, I don't know what they were doing, but obviously this guy's a good player, but, man, I just can't believe they couldn't contain him. I was a little surprised, man. I was a little surprised because they pride themselves getting to the quarterback and not giving up those big plays, and he ate them up today.
Do you have to get back to a little bit more blitzing, give him a little less time? John was playing in the box.
Yeah. I mean, we blitz a little more than normal, but, you know, we didn't have to do it too much late in the game. I mean, there's some good players over there, and they make some plays, but you keep them out of the end zone, that's all that matters.
It's kind of the reverse of last year's game. They turn the ball over all the time and lose at home. I mean, last year's championship game, mm-hmm. You kind of realize that. I mean, turnover is kind of what does it.
No, I really wasn't comparing it to anything, but, yeah. You know, this year, they've got a track record of just turning the ball over and shooting themselves in the foot. We knew we were getting some chances. We just got to take advantage.
Elvis was turned loose again on your first interception. He had the pressure. What has he brought the last few games that he wasn't there before?
Man, the guy is a demon off the edge. I don't know what he does. I can't really watch it. But when I watch film, I know he's just speed rushing and killing everybody.
I imagine you've been asked this. Does it all make up for the fact that they came in and beat you in the AFC? I mean, the game's importance are obviously different.
Yeah, you know, this is another team we had to beat to get where we're going.
Right.
You know, you can compare it to last year if you want, but we know this year is all that matters. Moving forward is all that matters. We got another tough team next week. Just got to regroup, get ready for another week.
So what I hear you saying is revenge is not a motivation.
Nah, not at all. Okay. Not at all.